I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
1-800-636-1067 is the number. You're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willigan. We'll take you up to 105. That's when we're handing things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll bring you our coverage of Washington Nationals baseball. Nats wrapping up a weekend series against the Boston Red Sox. It is a 1:35 first pitch. And you can hear all of the action right here on the Washington Nationals radio network. Right now, we go out to the Rude Guest Hotline for the first time this show, where we continue our conversations surrounding the Washington Wizards. We're joined by our good friend of the program, Josh Robbins, my younger brother, who covers the Wizards for The Athletic and has a great article about Cam Whitmore online right now. Did I do it right, Josh? Well, I didn't pot Josh up, so that's my bad. Josh, whatever you're saying right now, you were not heard by the listening audience. Did I introduce you correctly, my friend?
You sound great, and you're the professional. I leave what you say to you and know how good you are.
Well, for sure. Josh has a piece out right now in The Athletic detailing the trade that went down yesterday, the Washington Wizards sending 2 second-round picks, two of their 17 second-round picks over the next few seasons to Houston in exchange for Cam Whitmore, graduate of Spalding High School, a guy that's DMV through and through. Grew up rooting for the Washington Wizards. His dad used to surprise him with Wiz ticks as a kid. Josh, ever since Will Dawkins and company have gotten here, it felt like guys like me, other people that follow this thing closely from a fan's perspective, have been really intrigued by all of the shrewd moves that Dawkins has been able to make. Where does this one rank amongst the ones he's made thus far, Josh?
TBD.
TBD. That's a good answer.
It depends on how Cam Whitmore plays, and it depends on how well the Wizards help him get to his potential, which is very high, and how his presence in terms of playing time impacts the other young players the Wizards have. Is it going to be a positive in the sense that he lifts them up and they still get their minutes, or is it going to be a negative where he's not fully attuned to the team concept, as he was not really in Houston? So to be determined, but I think I certainly know what you're getting at, because mm-hmm. you and I are on the same wavelength on almost everything, and you're referring to the value of this trade. The Wizards traded two future second-round picks, two of many that they have, for someone who was a former first-round pick who was thought to be a lottery pick in 2023. So in terms of value, in terms of sheer value of what of the draft picks the Wizards gave up, this is a steal. This is a pure steal.
I think a lot of people agree with that, Josh, and that was what I was hitting on. The value of it is just, it's just too hard to turn down. There is, and I haven't talked about it a ton here to start the show. We've kind of been, you know, treating the deal like an ice cream cone and just eating it up. We've loved it. But there is some baggage with Cam Whitmore is how I would put it, Josh. And maybe baggage is too strong of a word. But to your point, him and Emi Udoka didn't jive, according to folks in Houston that cover that situation closely. That in combination with the logjam they had on the wing caused him to average just 17 minutes per game over the past two seasons. Now, obviously, when he's been allotted a bigger opportunity and more playing time, we've seen him, you know, have some monster performances. How much do you read into the situation in Houston? And would it be something that raises your eyebrow here in the nation's capital in terms of, like, is he a guy that's willing to get down with the program?
Well, now, I think saying that he's not on board is a little tough. You know, we have to put this type of stuff into a broader context.
Okay.
Ime Udoka arrived there a couple years ago, and his task was to turn that team into a winner quickly. And he's one of the elite defense-first coaches in the league. Everywhere he's gone, his teams play excellent defense, and he turned it around in a snap of the fingers. And you don't do that without demanding that your guys make few mistakes on that end and are capable on that end and put in, as you would focus on, tremendous effort on that end. And Cam Whitmore, compared to two of the guys who were on that wing, Amen Thompson and Tari Eason, is nowhere near as good defensively as those two guys are. Not even close. And he's not as good a scorer as Jalen Green was. So that's the broader perspective there. Udoka was trying to win, and he's trying to win primarily through defense. And as a 18, 19, and early 20-year-old, Cam Whitmore, like many young players, wasn't up to that challenge. And he's got to get there here if this trade is going to be termed a success.
I agree with you wholeheartedly. Look, bottom line is he'll have more opportunity here in the nation's capital. What will he do with that opportunity is the big thing. You mentioned, and I remember his draft night slide. It was unique, and it caught a lot of people off guard in terms of how well he did during the pre-draft process, in terms of like what you were hearing coming from private workouts, and then just the level of prospect that he was considering what that draft class was. Why did he ultimately fall to 20? Or what is your best guess as to why he initially fell back in 23?
Well, I'm not certain of that. I wish I understood, and a lot of these teams will say why they picked someone, but they won't say why they didn't pick somebody else. There was talk on draft night and leading into draft night that the medicals from the pre-draft process were not the best for Cam Whitmore, like a knee.
Right.
But keep in mind that the Wizards, like all other 28 teams who didn't have Cam Whitmore, have his medicals. He retained his medicals from that process. And so, while it is unclear exactly what, if anything, the Wizards see there, this is such a low-risk move that any concerns that they might have, and it's unclear if they have any, pale in comparison to the potential rewards.
For sure. We're joined right now on the Rude Guest Hotline by our pal Josh Robbins, who covers the Washington Wizards and the NBA for The Athletic. Give him a follow on the app at Joshua B. Robbins. Josh, what does this do in the short term for the Washington Wizards in terms of, like, what move may be next? Is this a one-off, or do you see this being the first of several moves as we get geared up for training camp in about a month or so, or a couple months?
Well, it means that they have another person on their roster. They didn't send anyone out in this trade. So they are, I think, at 18 people now on standard contracts, or who will be on standard contracts. If not 18, then 17. They would also like to re-sign Anthony Gill down the line.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to have to create some roster spots somehow. Could they waive one or two people? Maybe. But they're going to have to find some way to get down to 15 people on standard contracts for the start of the regular season. And so there is a roster crunch, and then particularly at the positions where Cam Whitmore can play, the yeah. 2 through the 4, they're going to have to find a way to give all those guys playing time, for sure.
I do not envy Coach Vanderpool, Coach Keefe, and the decision makers over there at Monumental, because this is a logjam, and it's going to show to me, Josh. You can be judged as a good talent evaluator, a good executive based off of moves that you make. The other big part of the job is how you massage egos and how you get guys to buy into your system. I think this is a perfect opportunity for Will Dawkins and company to kind of, you know, lay the floor, set the standard of what this is going to be, because they can genuinely this year preach competition, competition, competition. So therefore, your focus, I think, obviously you want to win. But it shifts from winning night in and night out to just competing night in and night out. How do you think they balance that dynamic? And, you know, could you see a potential where some 22 and 21-year-olds get a little frustrated about the changing roles throughout the season? Because I do expect guys' roles to change throughout the season as the roster continues to take shape.
Spoken like a true stellar athlete who starred on the defensive line at both Magruder High School and at Bethany College.
Well, there we go. Josh, I know a little bit of something about competing.
Yes, that's right. And I do, too, in terms of the journalism arena. And you do, too, in terms of the journalism arena. I get it. You know, the people who probably will have to sacrifice the most are – spitballing here, probably C.J. McCollum and Chris Middleton.
Yeah.
They've accomplished, any single one of them has accomplished more than pretty much everyone else on the Wizards roster, excluding the other guy, combined.
Yeah.
And yet, Trey Johnson is going to play heavy minutes. Bilal Coulibaly going to play heavy minutes. Keyshawn George, I just go on down the line.
It's a lot
young
of dudes,
guys
Josh.
are going to play. And if last year was any guide, the Wizards will be judicious in not overplaying Chris Middleton, probably will not be over-judicious in overplaying C.J. McCollum. Oh, and by the way, uh-huh. Marcus Smart for now is still on the roster. Now
yes.
He'll probably get traded.
Yeah.
Before the start of the regular season, I think. We'll see. But they preach a team concept, like almost every team does. But there were glimmers last year, after Kuzma was traded, where everyone seemed to buy into the get the best shot available concept, mm-hmm. for the most part, where the ball movement was much better than it had been.
Certainly.
In the last 4 or 5 years, at least. So they had made strides, and it's something that you continually have to focus on, harp on, and hold people accountable for. And that's going to be the main test of the coaching staff, particularly the head coach, who will lost the minutes.
Josh, it's going to
be going to be easy,
no.
As you say. It's not going to be easy.
And that's where it's like Will Dawkins and him having a player background and being somebody that's played at a high level before and can really relate to these dudes, he's going to have some real tough conversations. And I say it all the time, Josh, of the executives in town right now, like for the Caps, the Commanders, the Nats, the Wizards, I think Will Dawkins is the best at the podium in terms of really letting the media fans know exactly what the plan is. They're very straightforward. They're very honest. They're very transparent. And Will said it at season's end. Guys are going to have to compete. He challenged every last one of those guys to come back here a better basketball player. So I'm eager to see how certain guys take the jump. One guy in particular that I'm looking at going, he's going to have a real runway to earn the starting point guard job long-term moving forward is Bub Carrington. He is expected to participate in Summer League. What are your expectations for Bub and the Summer League roster in terms of what you expect out of the youngins?
Well, there's a lot to unpack there in what you just said. First of all, I'm not convinced that Bub Carrington plays in Summer League. And if he does play, I cannot imagine him playing more than two or three games. There's just no benefit to playing more than that. A lot of the returning guys are going to be in Vegas and therefore might be on the roster. But that's partly to work out with the team. They have their own practice facility in Vegas. By the way, I mean, just get a load of that team. The Wizards
built their own practice facility out there? Wow.
Right. I'm sure you're familiar with that groundbreaking article I wrote last July about it, only in The Athletic. So a lot of, just like Malcolm Brogdon was there last year, and Corey Kispert and Kuzma, they were all working out with the team for at least stretches.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we'll see how much the young guys, returning players, play. It's certainly very, very plausible that Bub, Keyshawn George, for example, play one or two, maybe even three games. But I would just slow our roll there. And, you know, at some point when front office officials speak to the media, it's cliches. I've never heard an NBA general manager not say that he does not expect or that he does not expect his players to compete for minutes. In that way, Will Dawkins, who's an incredible talent when he speaks, on the rare occasions that he does, he's no different than anybody else in that sense, in terms of what he said. The difference is how well do they bring that vision
to life, yes,
to bear, yeah, in real life. And that's one of the things that separates high-level franchises from the low-level franchises of the league, like the Sacramentos, like the Charlottes, etc. And prior to their arrival here, the Wizards.
Mm-hmm. Josh, I'll let you go on this, my friend. I'll ask you to become Professor Joshua Robbins. Grade Will Dawkins and company throughout their first two and a half seasons here on the job, turning this Wizards franchise around. Take into consideration how they had to start with the Bradley Beal deal, how they moved off of that, and then where things currently stand. Should Wizards fans be pleased about where this thing is headed? And you personally, somebody that's covered a lot of basketball, how would you grade them to this point?
Oh, I'm not going to give them a letter grade, but I will say one of the things I don't think the Wizards fans truly appreciate is just how much of a mess the new regime of Michael Winger and Will Dawkins inherited. Now, there was talent within the front office. That's true. That's not in dispute. But the contracts that they had, the one major terrible contract they had on the books, the Bradley Beal contract, which, by the way, was the only one in the league, I think maybe along with LeBron, to have a no-trade clause for a fading player. What a mess they inherited.
Yeah.
Without any young player who was clearly on track to become a real star. Now, you said they've turned around the franchise. Well, they haven't done that yet. The record is the record. But there are now avenues for them to get to, and they do have, given where they were able to draft, which is largely dependent on the lottery, a very large group of young players. And now one of the things that this front office and this coaching staff should be evaluated on is how well these guys meet their potentials and how well do they accurately gauge their potentials. And I don't care what anyone else says, that does not become clear over a span of only 2 years. It takes longer than that. And so as frustrating as it is for everybody, people are going to have to be patient to know whether this is going to work out or not.
Patience is a virtue, my friend. Josh, we appreciate you making some time for us this weekend. Can I ask you one quick question before we let you go? It is 4th of July weekend. What is the gotta have it option on Josh Robbins barbecue spread?
Well, I don't own a barbecue. I would love to have one. And I did speak with many people who were attending barbecues, and I asked them to send me a cheeseburger. But no one has actually come through on that. So you haven't
got the chance to enjoy any cookout food this holiday weekend, my friend?
None.
That's tough.
Zilch. Zero.
That is tough.
Well, hey.
Small thing to a giant, I know.
I could have crashed someone's barbecue, but I didn't. And, showing up uninvited and say, hey, I'm Josh Robbins.
I write for the Athletic.
Younger sibling.
Oh, gosh.
Give me some food, please.
Josh, we appreciate you making some time for us, as always, my friend. If you're about to travel out to Vegas for Summer League, safe travels, my friend. We will talk soon. I'm sure we'll talk very soon. Maybe after the Wizards' first Summer League game next week.
Hey, if asked, I'll answer.
Let's do it.
Speak to you later.
Josh Robbins of The Athletic, ladies and gentlemen. Make sure you give him a follow on the X app at Joshua B. Robbins, one of the absolute best, talking all things DC family. Love catching up with him. Somebody get Josh Robbins a plate. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, another prominent NFL insider spewing doom and gloom when it comes to Terry McLaurin and his contract extension with the Commanders. We'll tell you who next here on The Fan.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
One 800-636-1067 is the number. tapped into the youngest in Charles and O. Willingham, taking you around the DMV here on this Sunday afternoon, July 4th weekend. Shout out to our guy, Josh Robbins. Plenty of Wizards talk, not plenty of barbecue food for my guy. If you're anyone out there listening and you call yourself a friend to Josh Robbins, bring him a burger. Nats baseball comes your way momentarily. Top of the 1 o'clock hour, about 1:05. Charlie and Dave get you warmed up with Nats on deck. It is a 1:35 first pitch. You can hear the action right here on the Fan. We are seeing the debut of, and I keep blanking on his name, Ogasawara making his debut today on the mound for the Washington Nationals. No Cade Cavalli. We expect that it'll take about 2 or 3 more weeks before he makes his debut.
Can I make a quick point here, actually, about 4th of July food because of the Josh Robbins not having any? This is personal for me.
Oh, gosh. What are you about to say?
I've been working all week, right?
Yeah.
And you know what I was thinking about all week and why I was like, I'm going to get through this week, this longest work week of my life, pretty much?
What was that?
I was told that on Sunday, meaning today, this evening, that my family, we were going to get crabs. We were going to pick some crabs, drink some beer, and enjoy a nice evening on the porch.
Okay.
But then yesterday, my dad drops the ball on me.
Wow.
Says, yeah, we're not doing crabs tomorrow anymore. And I was like, what do you mean?
That's tough.
But you want to know why?
Why?
Guess how much blue crabs, male number ones, are per dozen right now?
On 4th of July weekend, a dozen? Probably like 60?
They're $120.
Damn. And that's like a Cameron's price? Is that where you would go?
Cameron's are down at the wharf here in D.C. is where we go a lot as well. Dang. $120? That's $20.
Well, here's the thing. I'm not a real Marylander, I guess. I only like eating crab legs. Like, I don't do the blue crab. I just like eating crab legs.
We need to. I need to invite you over when the crab prices do drop, if they ever do.
So I got eight clusters of crab legs from Giant on Friday night for $30.
Crab legs are great.
That's a great price.
Those were actually way down in terms of numbers for, because you used to be able to go to these all-you-can-eat places, whether you're in Ocean City or whatever, you pay like $45, you get all-you-can-eat crab legs, an entire seafood buffet. They don't do that anymore. Now you pay like $25 a pound.
I'm about to say.
And a pound is like a cluster.
Yeah, which is
so
tough.
It's a total ripoff. The industry has completely fallen off because of the low crab numbers. Global warming is a big part of that, obviously.
Look at you. I'm putting that degree to use. So you sound like a crabosaurus rex, or a crab connoisseur is how I would describe you.
Yeah, man.
A crabosaurus rex? Where was that?
Like, seafood is my favorite kind of food.
Really?
Yeah.
You ever thought about going pesco?
Yeah, actually, yeah.
That's interesting.
Seafood is great, man. It's lean protein.
Yes, it is. Speaking of going pescatarian, one guy that probably needs to put the veggies down, Cowboys wide receiver Kevontae Turpin, arrested this morning on illegal marijuana and gun charges. See what I did there? That's tough. Best known for spinning Jeremy Reeves out of his cleat and running that kickoff back against the Washington Commanders in the game that they played this past year from Northwest Stadium. That's actually a pretty seismic blow for the Dallas Cowboys when you think about what Kevontae Turpin means to that offense, what he means to that football team. Speed, 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 speed. And I thought with, you know, Schottenheimer taking over as the head coach and play caller, that a guy like Kevontae Turpin could potentially have a different type of role within this Cowboys offense next year. I've been teasing this for like 3 shows in a row. I'm going to do it tomorrow, though. It kind of hurts my argument, and I've briefly mentioned it. I'm probably in the minority with this, I will admit it. I think the Dallas Cowboys, the gap between Dallas and Washington, smaller than the gap between Washington and Philly. And I've said that a couple of different times in passing. No one's sent me any hate mail over it, so I guess you all don't care too much. But tomorrow night on Overtime, 6:30 to 10 right here on the Fan, we'll talk about that in full swing because I believe it. And we'll break down each of the moves that Dallas has made this offseason compared to Washington. And you'd be surprised by some numbers and thoughts that I have when it comes to that discussion. I mentioned Kevontae Turpin getting arrested. There is some more wide receiver news we have as well. This specific and relevant to the Washington Commanders. Jeremy Fowler, and I'm trying to find the tweet here real quick. Jeremy Fowler of ESPN had an update on Terry McLaurin and where things stand when it comes to the contract extension for one Terry McLaurin. We told you over the last couple of days, Adam Schefter has come out and said, hey, things aren't in a good spot. Albert Breer has come out and said, hey, things aren't in a good spot. And now Jeremy Fowler is doing as much. According to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, Commanders wide receiver Terry McLaurin is quote-unquote not happy with where things are at with an extension. That was today on SportsCenter. Fowler noted that Washington and McLaurin only have a few weeks to make progress. Otherwise, this holdout will continue into training camp. So now, three prominent national NFL reporters that have come out and said, hey, look, I don't know what you heard, but we're hearing that these negotiations between Terry and Washington are not in a good spot. I give you all a percentage every time I crack the mic of the percentage chances that I think it gets done. I've been at 80-20 for a long time. Yesterday I moved, or at the end of last week after hearing Schefter, I moved to 75-25. Now after Jeremy Fowler has come out, I think there's a 70% chance this deal gets done. I think there's a 30% chance it doesn't get done. Notice that my percentages, my prediction is trending in the wrong direction. I have legitimate concerns about whether or not this deal gets done. I know we are all trained and programmed as Commander fans to act like, hey, everything's peaches and roses. He'll be fine. He'll get signed. He's Mr. Commander. Did you see the way Adam Peters and company treated Brandon Ayuk? Did you see the way they treated Ayuk last year? You don't think there's a possibility that they just decide not to pay Terry? 1-800-636-1067. I'll get specific here with the question, and I'll answer it myself. Ben will chime in, as well as your calls on the other side of the break. Would it be a black eye over the organization if they had to trade Terry McLaurin? 1-800-636-1067. Is it Terry who's to blame, or is it the Commander's front office? It's next here on The Fan.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
one 800 636 1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. Taking you up to 105 right here on the Fan. That's baseball coming your way at that point. Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler will get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Red Sox. To me, man, we're talking all things Terry McLaurin and the Washington Commanders right now. We've done it a lot over the past couple of days. To me, things are in a very precarious situation when it comes to this contract negotiation between Washington and Terry McLaurin. We've said it from the outset that this was going to be a difficult negotiation, right? We knew it because Terry McLaurin's a 30-year-old wideout, because of the production and when it spiked, it was going to be a difficult negotiation. And where we sit at right now, 4th of July weekend, July 6th to be specific, training camp gets underway, veterans report 16 days from now, so about 2 weeks. Things are in a good place. We've now heard three prominent NFL insiders come out and tell you, not that, yeah, sources tell us that Terry McLaurin and Washington are still working towards a deal. It hasn't been positive. It hasn't been positive at all. So you all as fans can act as if it means nothing. You all as fans can act as if, oh, it's no big deal, it'll get done at some point. But at what point do you go, all right, now, this thing is in real jeopardy of getting done. And it's not like it's just been some random Joe run-of-the-mill reporter saying stuff like this. We've had Adam Schefter come out and say stuff. We've had Albert Breer come out and say stuff. This morning, the latest prominent NFL insider to give you the skinny on where things stand with Terry and Washington is Jeremy Fowler. All three guys saying the negotiation, not in a good point. Here's Adam Schefter on where things stand between Terry and Washington.
That's a tough one. I know there is there's no update, which is the update. And that's the problem. The problem is with this particular situation, I think Terry McLaurin is going to argue that we've seen other wide receivers who his numbers are comparable to, like Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and DK Metcalf, get paid over $30 million a year this offseason. And I think the Commanders then can say yes, but Mike Evans, who also has had comparable numbers, is at $24 million. So there really is quite a difference and a gap between what both sides would want. They have not made any progress. I would think that we'll see if there are any teams.
That, to me, is where it gets interesting. Schefter went on to say it'll be interesting to see if there are any teams that start to pry around Washington and say, hey, is old scary Terry available via trade? And that's a conversation I know y'all don't want to have because he's Mr. Commander and he got us through the dog years of Ron Rivera. That was probably the most fun thing during the Ron Rivera era was watching the evolution of Terry McLaurin and him evolving into a legit top 12 wide receiver in the NFL. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Breer is saying things are in a bad spot. Schefter saying things are in a bad spot. Fowler saying things are in a bad spot. If there's anybody to blame for where these negotiations stand, is it Washington or is it Terry McLaurin? 1-800-636-1067. I get that's kind of a tricky question because negotiation is a part of business. But if you're looking at these two parties, Washington, the team, and then McLaurin, who are you blaming for this deal not getting done? Sib is in Bristol. What's the chime in? What's up, Sib?
Lunel, what's up, brother? In the words of G from the shop, Lunel, how you doing?
What's going on, brother? How you doing?
Look here, man. Like I told Doc yesterday, okay, we have had some great receivers go from here. If I know that Gary Clark, and I'm an old fan, okay, Gary Clark, Art Monk, Brian Mitchell can go. I mean, the sky is not falling. People act like it's not falling. Last time I checked, he under contract, right? Last time I checked, he getting paid, right?
Yes.
Okay, then. You report to work. Okay, that's what I – you know, you can work out your next upcoming deal whenever, off-season or whatever, but you can't – if you hold out, I'm docking his pay. And I'm sorry, I love Terry to death. But, you know, this is ridiculous. It's like in my profession. I know you've seen it too probably in your career.
Uh-huh.
When I get a job and we're working, then you start hearing about what your coworker, your buddy is getting paid.
Uh-huh, nigga. Start getting nosy. You start pocket watching, Sip.
It's like you're thinking like, oh, he can pay. I've had that happen so many times in my 30-year career, man. It's like, okay, that's fine. What my other next-door guy is bringing to the table, it might be different experience than what I'm bringing.
Right.
And so I'm not going to compare myself after I'm already hired. Like you work out a deal at the beginning, whatever your contract is. You got to honor that contract. Your upcoming contract, you can negotiate when the time comes. And, you know, if you hold out, man, I'm docking this pay because you're under contract right now, bro. What you complaining about? You are still an employee right now. It's not like, you know what I mean? I mean, I love Terry, man, but you know what, man? Just like running backs, I'm going to be able to find receivers elsewhere. If this doesn't work out, so what? We're going to move on.
Sip bringing it strong. Appreciate you as always, man. 1-800-636-1067. When we come back, your calls. Who are you blaming right now when it comes to the Washington Commanders and Terry McLaurin being at a standstill in these negotiations? Are you looking crazy at Terry or are you looking crazy at the Commanders? It's next on The Fan. One 800-636-1067 is the number. You can tweet at me as well. It's at NELL_BTP. You're tapped into the youngest in charge, Linnell Willingham. I'll take you up to 105. Nats baseball comes your way at that time. Right now, we're talking all things burgundy and gold. Terry McLaurin and the Commanders, as we're about 16 days out from vets reporting for camp, those two still at a standstill when it comes to the contract negotiations. According to Jeremy Fowler this morning of ESPN, Terry McLaurin, quote-unquote, not happy with where things stand between his negotiations with the Washington Commanders. Two-part question for you at 1-800-636-1067. You can tweet at me as well, at NELL_BTP. Question is this. Who do you blame in this situation? Is Washington to blame or is Terry to blame when it comes to why this deal is not done? And then a two-parter for you. If a deal is not done by the start of training camp, Terry already showed you. He ain't coming to work. Would you be upset with Terry McLaurin if he held out a training camp? Your calls on that now here on The Fan. Moose is in Falls Church. What's going on?
Hey, man. Love your show, brother.
Appreciate
Thanks
you.
For taking my call. I'm sorry, man. I'm blaming Terry. No hype. I mean, look, I get it. The culture has changed. These guys, it's all about contracts. I like what the other caller was saying, you know, bringing up Gary Clark and when those guys were playing. But you got to remember, what he's doing, he's looking at other guys around him and seeing what they're getting paid. But here's my thing. Where does he have such a better opportunity to continue to evolve into the premier wide receiver? Where, moving forward, nobody's going to want him.
Moose, hold on. I don't think you could say that no one's going to want Terry McLaurin. Like, come on.
I didn't finish my sentence.
Okay,
nobody's going to want him who's competing. The Eagles don't need him. The Chiefs aren't going to need him. The Bills don't need him.
Buffalo, hold on. I'll say this, Musa. Buffalo may be a sneaky, low-key destination, bro, man. I can't lie. They need a number one wide receiver.
Right, but doesn't it upset you?
No, I hear you.
The culture is different. These guys don't play from the heart anymore. We drafted this kid. We gave him everything, our blood, our sweat, our tears. We brought him the top quarterback that performed at a level last year like no other in history. Why, if you're Terry McLaurin, would you want to leave our franchise? When sky's the limit, because you're not making the extra million or two? That's what upsets me about this game today. These guys are selfish.
Musa, I appreciate
it's
your call.
All about money with them.
Musa, I appreciate your call as always, bringing it strong. That's a way to look at it. I'm not trying to pit the two against each other. It's just reality for me. At some point, like, you're going to have to call a spade, and you're going to have to call somebody's bluff. I think the Commanders are going to call Terry's bluff. I don't think they think Terry will hold out. I think Terry's got something up his sleeve to where he thinks they got another damn thing coming. 1-800-636-1067. Who do you blame when it comes to why this Terry McLaurin extension hasn't happened? Do you blame the Commanders or do you blame Terry? And then if McLaurin chooses to hold out of camp, we are 16 days away from veterans reporting for training camp. If Terry chooses to hold out, would you be angry with him? 1-800-636-1067. Chuck is out in Crofton. What's going on, Chuck?
Brother Neil, man, how you doing? Long time no speak.
Good, man. How you doing?
I'm hanging there, brother. So, to me, this is complex. So, I understand 17's point of view of, if you look at my numbers and what other gentlemen are getting paid, my numbers are right there with them. Then, on the Commander side, I also understand, well, look at Mike Evans. You know, right. Mike Evans has been doing it for a long time. His numbers are the same, but here's what he's getting paid. So, I mean, I don't want to, you know, stay on the fence, but I really do think it's 50-50. Somebody needs to bring it so it'll be 51-49. I mean, meet in the middle, yeah. Whether you add incentives, some, you know, the signing bonus, what have you. Also, you know, mm-hmm. Some of the callers who say, well, you know, that these guys are selfish or everything's about money. Don't we all want money?
Come on now.
All want to max our earning potential?
Preach it, Chuck.
So I don't understand that, you know. And the people who say, again, they're being selfish, so would you feel that way if it was your son?
Right.
Your nephew?
Right.
Your brother? I mean, come on. Yeah. You know, I mean, come on. Let's be real here.
The last word you know? Would use to describe Terry McLaurin would be selfish. So I definitely agree with
agree
you there.
With
kind of off base with that. But I do think it is very interesting. I say it all the time, uh-huh. Chuck, on this topic. I'd pay to be a damn fly on the wall in the negotiating room.
Oh, man.
Because I'm telling you, this was nasty about sports negotiations. It's agent and player. It's agent and GM. And basically, it's the GM's job to tell the agent why your dude ain't worth a damn. And it's the agent's job to tell you right. why you're full of crap. So it's a very unique dynamic there.
And you know, Neil, it's football whereas you have to max your earning potential because your average career is
exactly.
5 to 6 years.
Exactly.
So you have to max that as much as you can.
For
you
sure.
know?
Chuck, I appreciate you as always, man. Enjoy the rest of your holiday weekend. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. One final segment to go before we hand things over to Charlie Slows and Dave Jagler. They'll get you warmed up for the series finale of Nats and Red Sox. That comes your way next on The Fan. It is a 1:35 first pitch. Nats on deck coming your way in about 10 minutes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.